bushwhacks were some of the worst days I've ever had in the mountains, or life, really.
And I tell people all the time, never underestimate the Catskills. You can't underestimate them.
Why the Catskills is such a great place for trout.
It's really the development of New York State. Catskills are responsible.
Now you're listening to Inside the Line, the Catskills.
Welcome everyone to episode 73 of Inside the Line, the Catskill Mountains podcast. So from April 1st to April 30th, we celebrate a special time called Autism Awareness Month. For those of you who are unfamiliar, autism is a developmental condition that affects the way people interact with the world around them. People with autism may have difficulty with social skills, communication, and understanding social cues. They may also exhibit repetitive behaviors and strong interest in specific subjects or activities. Each person with autism is unique and may experience different challenges and strengths. It is important to note that autism is not a disease or illness, and individuals with autism do not need to be cured. Instead, they may benefit from supportive interventions and accommodations to help them navigate the world in a way that is comfortable for them. The saying is, if you've met one person with autism, you've met only one person with autism. People are often only familiar with autism by the things they see on TV, which doesn't always paint people with autism in a positive light. This episode is a chance to open your mind and get a first-hand view of one of the many cool individuals with autism. For my part-time job, I work for an agency who supports people with a variety of developmental disabilities, including autism. I am a staff person for an amazing cool dude named Alex, who loves cars, metal, music, and now hiking. Match made in heaven, I can tell you that. Tonight, I'm joined by Alex, and we are going to discuss our experiences together while hiking in the Catskills. Alex has completed the Fire Tower Challenge, the Oxigo Octet, and enjoyed a bunch of the other viewpoints and trails that I've taken with him on me in the Catskills. And who knows, maybe we'll look to explore more, maybe move on to clear 3,500 club hikes. He's already completed a bunch of them, so who knows. While we chat, Alex may blend the topics of hiking with his interests, cars, sports, music, and it may jump around a lot. But I have faith in you guys that you are smart and you can enjoy this on this very fun ride. Every time we work together, I smile, laugh, and get a new take on the world through his eyes. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the show. So, Alex, how you been, buddy?
Is this thing working?
It's working. It's working. It is definitely working. You want to see that? You want to see it?
But it wasn't before.
There it is, right there.
But it wasn't working before.
But we've got it to work. So, what happened yesterday when we went to Green?
In Green? Got squished there.
Squished. What happened?
How many games did we play?
We played four games.
Four. First one, you got me. 159 to 121. Second one, you got me again. 168 to 107. Yikes. Third game, 165-97. Fourth game, 159-97. It was Clobbertown.
Clobbertown, PA, right? Or Clobbertown, Green.
In Cloverskill, which is what Cobleskill is called, I got squished there, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So I found out there was a rescue up in Keene, which is up in the Adirondacks.
And where's that?
Keene, which is Essex County.
It's in Keene.
So I'm going to read this to you, okay? Forest Rangers responded to a report of a fallen climber at Spider's Web Climbing Area in Keene.
Let's go there.
Six rangers reached the subject and determined that a hoist rescue was the best option. So they did a hoist rescue from a helicopter.
That's what they don't have.
Yeah. The hiker had fallen approximately 40 feet.
Yikes.
And had significant injuries.
You mean off the edge?
Yeah. Well, he was rock climbing, so he was on the side.
He fell off the edge.
Yeah. So State Police Sergeant Beck piloted the helicopter with Ranger Balerno. And rangers on the ground stabilized a 23-year-old from Connecticut and moved him to a safe place for the rescue.
Do they know who he is?
They didn't say who he was. They lowered a litter so the rangers on the ground could secure the subject, hoist him into the helicopter.
And they didn't even know who he was.
I think they did at the time, but they didn't release the information. They flew the climber to Marcy Field, and the patient was transferred to a LifeNet
helicopter for transport to the hospital. Wow, it's a pretty crazy rescue, right?
Two choppers in a row.
Two choppers. What did the Rock say? Or what did what's his name say?
Terminator.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Right. He did say that. But yeah, I wanted to show you that rescue that happened. That was
a gnarly rescue, that one.
And thank for the Rangers, right? They ripped it up.
Gnarly rescue, that one.
Yeah, but they ripped it up and they rescued them, just like the cool Rangers they are, right?
If SAR was involved in that one, and where's that at?
Keene.
Where's that at? Up Utica way?
Oh, that's up in the middle of the Adirondacks, Adirondack Park.
Where are they? Up Adirondack Parkway?
Yeah, that's like 3 hours away.
That's a haul. Can't get there.
We can get there. We can do it. I did Marcy.
That's a bit of a run there. Keene.
Yeah. We'll have to camp overnight.
We'll have to stay there.
Yep. That'd be cool.
Then I'd get rescued from there.
You wouldn't need to get rescued because you're with me.
So that way the Toyota crew doesn't have to put a lot of miles on their car to come out.
Yeah, the Tesla crew will put some miles on it, right?
They are.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. All right, so I'm going to go over this real quick. I got a little spiel that I got to do. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so thank you to the monthly supporters, Darren White, Vicky Ferrer, John Kaminsky, Jim C., Michael Bongner, David Mead, Matt Smith, and Sharon Kine. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. Big thank you to Outdoor Chronicles Photography for being the sponsor of the show. Mally from Outdoor Chronicles Photography specializes in adventure elopement and adventure couple photography in the Catskills, Adirondack and White Mountains. Don't forget your pets, though. They're just as important. They are here. They're right here. Your pets are right here. She's also an officiant for getting married and a licensed guide, so don't hesitate to get a hold of Molly on all platforms. I'll be going with Molly maybe in July.
Where are you headed?
New Hampshire. We might do a photo shoot up there.
Doing a photo shoot there?
Yep, right below Mount Washington.
Should have written down where you're headed.
Yeah, go ahead. Also, have you ever wanted to learn more about hiking or backpacking?
Where are you going?
We're going to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
But if you want to learn about hiking and backpacking, or even brush up on some of your skills in the backcountry, check out Trailbound Project. They are a hiking and backpacking school, and Scott and Joe from New Jersey Search and Rescue have amazing skills for you to learn in old skills of hiking and backpacking. Check out them on their website and their social media platforms. Scott and Joe are amazing guys, and they're
I don't know what they're bringing just yet.
No, I don't know what they're bringing, but they're awesome guys. We should probably go check them out sometime. They're down in New Jersey.
That's a bit of a run. I've been there.
Yeah, but it'll be cool to go to Ramapo State Park and stuff and learn some stuff.
For the Tesla, and we don't know what Molly is bringing. Possibly a Subaru.
Maybe a Subaru. I'll have to ask her.
We'll have to find out, so yeah. We don't know.
Also, if you want to get some new gear for hiking in the Catskills, say no more. Camp Catskill in Tannersville has all your hiking needs.
I was looking at it this morning.
I
was looking at it this morning.
Were we going there? Were we going to go there?
When we head up on the way up to Shandaken.
Yeah, we'll stop there.
Yeah, we'll stop on the way up.
We'll maybe get a hat or a...
we'll see what we can find there. I was looking at it this morning.
Maybe some spikes.
If they have spikes.
They do have spikes. They have spikes.
And if they've got...
Devil's hats?
No, if they got a helmet camera, too.
Oh, well, they might have a helmet camera. They have one.
That way I don't have to bring one.
They have moisture-wicking shirts.
Like these?
And like you said, you checked out their website.
Looking at them this morning.
Got a big website, right? It's good.
Where are they? They're in Hunter?
Right around that way. Tannersville.
Or they're up that way.
Yep. So they're right
near
there.
That's a long run if you're trying to get there.
What? We've been there many times.
That's a run if you're trying to get to Tannersville.
No, but definitely stop at Camp Catskill if you want
to get there. Taking an agency car to get there?
No.
I would.
But... stop at Camp Catskill if you want to get some your
They're
hiking
They're in Tannersville
stuff.
If you're trying to find them.
Exactly. And also check out their social media platforms and their website like Alex did.
Like I did this morning.
Yep. All right. Also, if you're ready to hit the trails, make sure you take the Scenic Route Guiding Way. Our guides are helping you with big goals, big or small. Check out the Scenic Route Guiding and Gear Rentals on Instagram, Facebook for more information. Also, if you mention the podcast, you can get 10% off. What code do you use, Word?
Use the code Mountain Lion.
There we go.
Wow.
Yes. That was the best. So, any coffees lately?
Had four earlier.
Four coffees this morning?
Earlier.
I had one.
No wonder
why you're all wired.
I wasn't yesterday when we were doing this.
Yeah, you were a little tired because you woke up early, right?
I did get up too early yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't go hiking. We went bowling, though.
We did both, didn't we?
But we're going to talk about hiking tonight.
We did both, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
We were going to do both.
We were going to do both.
But we couldn't.
And you're not having anything to drink, no water or anything?
No.
Oh, we got to have some water, though.
Yeah, we got to bring that.
But, yeah. So,
our first stop is?
Well, what we'll talk about in a second. I encourage volunteering in the Catskills. We might volunteer sometime, remember? We did some trail maintenance one time.
Where's that at?
That was Thomas Cole the Camel's Hump to Thomas Cole.
That's in Camel's Hump in, where's it at? Maple Crest.
But we did that for trail maintenance for the New York, New Jersey Trail Conference.
There was a hacksaw attack.
Yes, we'll talk about
two of them.
We'll talk about that later. We got that definitely down. Catskill 3500 Club is signing up for their trailhead stewards at Woodland Valley and Slide Mountain, where you've been.
Shandaken.
Yeah. And
up that way, up Shandaken Way.
Yeah. And Catskill Mountain Club and the Catskill Visitors Center. And
both in Mount Tremper.
Yep.
No, one's in Mount Tremper.
One's in Lexington.
The other's in Mount Tremper.
Yeah. They're both doing volunteer opportunities. So we encourage volunteering, right? Why do we want people to volunteer? Keep the trails looking good.
Just keep the trails looking the way they were when you got there.
Yep, exactly. Like, what's that called?
What's it called again?
Leave no trace.
Just like we did in, where's that at, Hunter?
Hunter, we left no trace, right?
In Hunter, we left a lot of tracks there.
Sort of, up towards the top where it was muddy, right?
Up Hunter Way.
Yep.
In Grahamsville, it was a mess there.
Yeah. So, what have you been on? What hikes did we do 2 weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago, we were in, where is it?
First stop was what? Judd's Falls.
They're in Cherry Valley.
Yeah. What did we get to see there?
We saw a big old waterfall type thing.
Yeah, I forgot. It was pretty big. It was
rolling over the rocks.
Yeah, it was probably like 90 feet.
Heck, I couldn't even get up there.
Yeah, it was steep.
I'd have to stretch to get up there.
Exactly.
I'd have to stretch to get up there.
What else? What did we see on the trail on the way?
On the way over?
Yeah, on the way down. Remember, we saw something when it got flat?
Mud.
Mud and a little bit of snow.
Crud.
Yeah.
Sud.
But what did we see? We saw a big old...
rock.
Deer carcass.
A deer carcass. Ugh.
Remember? We saw that pile of deer.
A Cherry Valley deer carcass.
Yeah, that's what we'll call that, the deer carcass trail.
The deer carcass of Cherry Valley.
Yeah.
Of 4506 Route 166 in Cherry Valley.
See, Alex is very, very good with addresses, as you can tell. He remembers a lot of addresses. And you also, we'll get to that later. Where else did we go after that? What did we do after that?
We went to, where's that at? Roseboom?
Went to Roseboom, Betty?
Lord's Land Preserve there.
Oh, the Lord's Land Preserve, yeah. We went there and we did like a mile hike.
Then Westford. Missed there.
Yeah, but what did we see at the Lord's Land Preserve?
Bushes. Tons of them.
Bushes, yeah, but there was a lot of beavers activity, right?
There were not a lot of beavers.
No, we didn't see any beavers, but there was heck of a lot of activity.
Heck of a lot of trees getting gnawed in two.
Gnawed in two. Oh, gnawed in two, yes.
And who was getting us over there?
We had the agency vehicle that time.
That was Motorhead bringing us over.
Oh, yes, that's Motorhead was
playing. Volbeat was there with them.
They were into the corner and...
Into the corner and tuckle a two. If only could do it, so can you.
Exactly. And also we had Alter Bridge did that a lot.
Alter Bridge and also Nickel to the Back was over there.
Heck yeah.
Nickelback was over there.
We went Lord's Land Preserve, and then after that, where did we go?
Then on the way back.
We hit the Westford. We had Betty Mulberg.
Westford.
We had lunch there, right?
Yeah, there. And then in Westford.
We went from Westford to,
where's that at?
Right up above your farm. What's that place called?
Emmons Pond Bog?
Yep.
Did I mention that?
We did like...
Yeah, it's on there.
We did like a 1.5 mile hike there, and we saw a lot of beaver activity there, too.
A lot of mud and crud sud and wet grass and ugh.
What did we learn there, too, with the mud?
And the sud. And the crud and the sud.
Yeah, we went what?
Through it. Not around it. There's no way around it.
Yep. Plus, if you go around it, that does what? Widens the trail.
Makes the trail, it stretches the trail out.
Yeah, but we don't want that. We want to keep it.
That's not what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, we want to keep it single file. right?
Right. Where have we been so far, Hunter?
So, also, all right, so let's get on to the guest of the night.
Let's go!
So, Alex here is my friend that I hike with a lot. I see him almost...
And that's how we do it, right there.
What's that?
Right there behind us is a 2020 Tesla Model 3 we call Lucius.
Yep, and that gets us around from place to place, mostly in the Catskills, right?
Owned and driven by Stan the Metal Man, or Metal Man Stan, as we call him.
Indeed.
For whom I'm getting this done.
Yes. So, Alex, why don't you just tell me a little about background about yourself, bud?
You know, all the hikes I've been to over the years.
Well, you can just say that, but how'd you get into hiking? You started running, right? You ran first, right?
Yeah, started out running, then got into hiking.
Uh-huh. Where were you born? How long have you lived up here in Oneonta?
Been here for 18 years. Got here in 2005.
Okay. Where were you at before that?
I was born in Minnesota, moved out of there in 2002. Went to Baltimore, Maryland. Was there from 2002 to 2005, then got out of there.
Got out of there and got up to this place.
And now got out and came here.
Here permanently, right?
Yeah.
Ripping it up here ever since.
And then my brother's headed to Rochester really soon.
That's close. It's getting close. But did you ever hike before you ran and stuff? Did your dad take you out hiking?
Yeah, it was in, where's that? A long time ago. It was in Middleburg? No, not there.
Not there.
Prattsville, there.
Your dad took you to Prattsville?
We brought the house there.
Oh, yeah. But where did you also, your dad and you backpacked down in, I think it was Downsville?
Colchester, up Downsville way.
Yeah, so that's part of the Catskills.
There, my dad snared a red-bellied sunfish.
A red-bellied sunfish? Was he fishing, right?
They were fishing there.
Is that the Delaware River that you were fishing at?
That's what it was, the Delaware nice. River. We snared a red-bellied sunfish there.
And it was a beast?
Yeah, that sucker was about the size of this pen.
Ooh, nice. That's pretty cool. How old were you when you did that? Do you remember?
I was about what? 12, 13?
12? Then? Did you fish as well?
Yeah, it was about what? 12, 13 then?
So you did you catch anything?
Did not.
Did not.
Came back with a bear rod.
Or a bear
hook.
Bucket, bear bucket.
Or with a bear hook.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got into, well, you started the men's social group.
Long time ago.
Started with the Arkabox Ego. So that's my second job. It's my part-time job.
Doing that too?
Yeah, I work for the Arkabox Ego, and I work with Alex.
And you're also working at Walmart from where you came over.
Yep, that's my full-time job. But
that's what you're doing too.
My part-time job, I work here with Alex, doing stuff once every other week, right?
What do you do as well as coming here and working at Walmart?
Well, I do men's social group with you too.
And you're also hiking too.
Well, yeah.
I do that too.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a job though. It's for fun.
You do that is what the hell?
What the heck, right?
Where were you last?
Last?
Did a little bushwhacking.
Me?
Bush hogging.
Where was that?
Were you at Palinville? No, not there. Get there.
Oh, no, I was in Mount
Tremper. Get there. It was there.
Mount Tremper. I did Tremper Mountain with Joe Ferry.
Mount Tremper.
What does he have?
He's got a GMC. Yeah. He's bringing a GMC.
I was with Ralph. My buddy Ralph Reindeck, who has...
He brings?
I think it's a Subaru.
We'll take a look.
I haven't gotten the tags on it.
Stosh with a... What were you bringing that day?
That was the Tesla.
That right there?
Yep.
Slow right there. Joe with a GMC.
Yep. And then my other friend Mike, I think he had a Subaru.
Mike has a Toyota? He lives up the road?
No, not that Mike. It was a different Mike.
Not Mike who lives up the road.
Correct. It was a different Mike. Maybe he had a Cadillac or something. He had a fancy, nice, fancy car.
He had a Subaru. That's what it was.
Oh. But and yeah.
Ralph Brings, we don't know what it is.
Subaru.
Two yeah. Subarus, a GMC, and a Tesla.
Yeah.
Who did all the bush hogging, scratching through the brush?
We did. All right, so.
Did anyone get tagged by the brush?
A lot.
The scrub? Who was it?
It was all of us did.
Who got tagged first by a bush?
Probably that would be Mike.
By a big snarly bush.
Yeah.
Did he cut the thing down or he tried to cut it down?
No, he didn't.
Tried to pull it out.
We don't like to do that.
Tried to pull the bush out.
That's against leave no trace policies, right?
The bush grabbed him and it pulled him down, the bush did.
Yep. So, after that, all that hiking, after, you know, we got together for men's social group, I started to work with you probably like, what, two years ago, was it?
Yeah, you started to come here.
And what did we start to do? Your parents wanted me to take you out into nature, correct?
Yeah, that's why we got this whole deal started anyway.
And then you were interested in hiking, and I'm a hiking madness guy, right?
Hiking madness. That's what the next podcast should be called. Hiking madness.
Hiking madness. I like that.
Hiking madness.
Yeah. And so Alex and I started hiking together, and we started doing, what was your first hike in the Catskills?
That was in, where is it at, Hunter?
Yeah. Why did we do Hunter Mountain? What did we want to do?
Been there. I've been to Hunter many times.
You have been, but why did we want to hike Hunter Mountain?
Because Hunter was the toughest mountain that you've ever been to.
Yeah, somewhat. But there's a reason why we wanted to hike Hunter's, because of there was a challenge, right?
The Fire Tower 5.
Yep. At that time, it was a 5. Now it's a 6, so we're going to have to go.
There's 6?
Yep.
There's another one? Where's it at?
Tremper. It's right down at the Visitor Center.
Wait, Mount Tremper is part of the 5.
Yeah, but they got a new one down at the Visitor Center.
There's 2 in Mount Tremper.
There is 2. It's the only town with 2.
That makes 6.
So what do you remember about Hunter Mountain?
Hunter, I've been there many times. Was snow tubing there.
What do you remember about the hike, though?
It was gnarly.
It was tough, wasn't it?
There were a lot of bushes there.
Yeah, but it was tough because we went from Spruceton Road, and it was warm.
It was a hot day that day.
We had a lot of water.
It was boiling.
Yeah, and what else do you remember about the hike going up? It was
vertical madness.
Yeah, like everything else, right? Yeah. It was tough.
We were wheezing by the time we got back.
Yeah. And we, what, did you go on the fire tower? Yeah, you went up the fire tower, and we got pretty high, and we got some clouds rushing through us, right?
Then rain started coming.
I don't think the rain came on Hunter Mountain. It was just cloudy.
That was in Grahamsville. The rain came there.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a sec. So, after Hunter, what was after Hunter in the challenge?
Grahamsville.
So we went to Red Hill.
That's in Grahamsville, up Hunter Way.
No, that's Denning Way.
Up near Denning.
Yep. And we did Red Hill, and that was what?
Vertical madness.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
It was like Hunter. It was vertical madness.
No, it wasn't. It was easy.
It was vertical.
But what happened? It was raining like crazy, right?
It was really soggy that day.
It was. It was very soggy.
It was Newt Central that day, too.
Oh, yeah. Was it the frogs we counted, too? Was there a lot of frogs?
Toads.
Toads? I think there was like 13 toads.
Yeah, 13 toads and newts were up there.
I'm guessing probably around 8.
Around 8 newts?
Yeah.
And on the way back, was the rain still coming?
It was a little bit. It wasn't bad.
The rain was still coming when we came back?
We had to stop in Roscoe to charge, and then we went
stop up in Roscoe to charge.
And then we went through Walton and Downsville and stuff. We had some rain there.
Tons of rain.
Did we fall on Red Hill or no?
Where's it at?
That was
Hardenberg.
Hardenberg.
Slipped there.
What was next after Red Hill?
Mount Tremper.
Mount Tremper. And we went from Jessup Road. So we
You mentioned that was the one you mentioned earlier on, Mount mm-hmm. Tremper.
Yep. And we went the long way, which was really good.
It was slippery up there in Mount Tremper.
It was a good day. We actually got some good views on there, remember?
The dirt was a little loose.
It was.
The dirt was very loose.
And that was a long hike. That was like 8 miles.
Yikes.
Yikes, right?
I've been to Mount Tremper twice.
You have been.
I ended up back there again.
Do it again.
I'm back there again.
Did you like that hike?
Yeah, Mount Tremper, since I've been there twice.
You got some good views up top?
I've been there 2 times before.
So we also made a song on the way up. Remember that?
Climbing the towers, climbing the towers.
Right?
Climbing the towers, climbing the towers.
What was that based upon?
Breaking the Law by Judas Priest.
And who the leader is?
The leader is Rob Halford.
Nice. Do you remember what the lyrics were?
No, I still don't remember them.
Now do you remember?
I was completely sweaty in Mount Tremper and down. There's a ton of switchbacks waiting.
For me, my knees are wearing down.
Oh.
You don't know.
Oh, what it's like to push through nettles and prickers.
Balsam Tower is.
Balsam Tower is next on the list. Maybe we won't take a digger. Climbing the towers, climbing the towers. climbing the towers.
Came up with that on Mount Tremper.
We gotta
do more with that, don't you?
In Hardenburg, that's where you took a digger.
Yep.
Two of them.
Balsam Lake was your fourth one, right?
That was next on the list.
So Balsam Lake was your fourth one, and that we got some really good views up there.
But it was very slippery on the way down.
On the way down, what happened?
Ouch! Ended up getting tangled up with some sticks. Who are those rocks you got tangled up with?
Yeah, I got tangled up with the rocks, and I slipped and...
One rock pulled you down, or was it a dozen rocks pulling you down?
I think it was a lot of rocks.
It pulled you down to the dirt?
Yeah.
Yikes!
It was a funny fall. What happened? What did you do?
I laughed at you.
But you helped me up right after that, right?
Did you get tangled? Did you come back covered with dirt?
I did. Got it. You got dirty. You got to get a little mud on your boots, right?
You got to get a little dirt on your boots.
Get a little
dust.
Dirt on your boots.
Or dust.
Or dust or mud. That's what
our next stop was. Where was it? Woodstock.
So after Balsam Lake, we go to your fifth one, which was?
That was Overlook Mountain in Woodstock.
Right. And that was around 5 miles?
Yeah, Woodstock, up Woodstock Way. There were a lot of newts and there were two snakes there. Ugh.
Yeah, they weren't rattlesnakes, though. They were gardener snakes, right?
They were garter snakes.
Okay.
They just wriggled. They didn't bite.
Yeah. And you tried to pick one up, but you shouldn't. Right,
they strike.
No, the garter snakes somewhat do, but we don't.
Those
want
rascals,
them.
They strike.
We don't want them to, but but what else was up there? So we went by there was hotel ruins. Correct.
There was an old hotel nearby,
and that was big. It was huge. We walked in it.
It broke.
Yeah, I took your picture in one of the.
It cracked.
I took your picture. Remember?
The roof had caved in.
Yeah, it was a big fire up there the last time it was
there.
Open.
Last time you were there?
No, when it was open back in the 1900s.
It's not there anymore.
No,
it's gone.
It was 1960s, I think it was.
It's gone.
Yep. And then
our next stop was
summited and we got some beautiful views.
Wasn't quite at the top of the hill yet. It was a long one, just like Hunter.
Balsam Lake, yeah. But you got up in the tower.
It wasn't in Hardenburg, it was in Woodstock.
Oh, yes, yeah, Woodstock.
It was in Woodstock. You're in the wrong spot.
You also went on that big ledge overlooking the Hudson Valley, remember?
The ledge. Where's that at?
I was in Woodstock.
Same spot?
Yeah.
What do they call that ledge?
I don't think they have a name for it.
The unknown ledge.
That's
the ledge we don't know. That's what we call it.
I'll have to say that. The ledge to the
south. Ledge we don't know.
The ledge we don't know.
Our next stop was, where's that at? Prattsville?
What did we do there?
Bear Pen Mountain there.
And that's another. That's on the 3500 list.
Vertical Madness.
That was Vertical Madness.
There's two that were Vertical Madness.
We got a lot of ticks that time, right?
Ugh, tons of them.
We had to check each other a lot.
I was looking and looking and looking, trying to find ticks, and I found a pair of them.
Yeah,
they were crawly.
Yeah, we didn't like that.
Those little bastards. They're like spiders.
Yeah, but they bring bad diseases.
They're like spiders.
We don't want ticks, so you want to check for ticks all the time.
That's what I was doing. I found a dozen of them.
Yep. And what happened on the way up? You wanted to...
Pull the ticks off.
Pull the ticks off, but you also wanted...
kill them.
You wanted to not complete the hike because you were tired.
I just couldn't stop.
Yeah, but we summited, right? We nailed it.
I couldn't stop. I was trying to stop and turn around and come back because it was all downhill.
Yeah, but then it was easy.
You said, no, we got to make it all the way to the top of the hill.
I said, you can do it, right?
We got to make it all the way to the top of the hill.
I said, you can do it. It's easy.
Just like you did in, where's that at? Woodstock?
Woodstock, yeah. We went there. But after Bear Pen, I think we went to Thomas Cole. Is that what it was?
Was
that
Thomas Cole? Three in, where's that at? Maplecrest.
Oh yeah, well we haven't done those yet. We did Camel's Hump and we did Trail Maintenance. We did my Trail Maintenance on Camel's Hump.
We did two there.
What happened on Camel's Hump?
On the hump?
Yeah.
Attack on the hump.
Yeah, there Yikes. Was. What happened? What did I do?
You hacksaw. What were you trying to hacksaw?
Some vines and some
bushes.
Bushes and stuff and.
Did those bushes have thorns on them?
They did.
They better not have.
They did. I got them out of the
Hack.
Way though.
Hack.
I gotta go back up there and do my trail maintenance for the spring.
Need help with that? Coming.
Okay. Guess we'll do that.
Coming out.
Guess we'll do that next week.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yep.
So wait, don't you have another one of these coming up?
I do next week, next Wednesday, though.
Oh.
So we'll see what's going on, if it's a nice day.
So you're not going to be here Tuesday.
We don't know. We'll see.
But you're not going to be here Tuesday. There's a driver change.
We'll see. Oh, who was that? Was that Libby?
That was Libby underneath the table.
So Thomas Cole, and then what else have we got?
The next two are, where are they at? Yeah, Camel's Hump,
mm-hmm.
Blackhead, Black Dome, the two with black in their name.
You didn't get to do those. We haven't done those yet. We'll talk
also about Thomas Cole, all in Maple Crest.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So you've also went to, remember you went to Catterskill Falls?
There's two up Haynes Falls Way.
Yeah, you did Catterskill Falls and?
In Haynes Falls.
The escarpment, right?
Both in Haynes Falls.
Yeah.
In Haynes Falls, it was vertical madness there.
It was. So we had to go up those big steps.
Are they still there?
They are. They're massive.
I thought they broke.
Big rocks. No, they're big rocks.
Rocks.
So they're huge, massive rocks that were built by some people. It was pretty neat.
Rocks about the size of this, about the size of this thing?
No, they're actually the size of kind of like a lawnmower. They're pretty big. You don't remember that?
Or they're about the size of this bottle right here.
No, they're a little bit, they're definitely bigger than that.
They're about the size of that truck right there.
Maybe. There are some there that are that. And then we went off. We went on the escarpment and we saw that one guy. Remember with the beat up shoes?
Yeah, he's been everywhere.
Yeah, he had his dog with him. That was an old guy.
He's been around a long time.
Yep. And we were wondering where his dog came from because we didn't know. We were having lunch, right? Were we having lunch?
Yeah, we were, and we saw him there.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. But
they've been everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you were at the viewpoint. You went to the escarpment in Catterskill Falls, and then after that, we went to...
There, we saw another agency that looked a lot like the Arcot Seagull, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't, yeah. And that was pretty cool that they took them there, because that's a good experience.
They will be back.
Yeah. And then some of the other places we went to, we went up to... Acro Point?
Acro Point and... Where's that at? Burnt Knob, both in Big Hollow.
Yep. And that was some what?
Both in the hollow, they were vertical madness.
Another part of vertical madness, right?
They were vertical madness.
But we got good views of what? What does it show? It's a big range out there that they call the Blackhead Range.
Blackhead Range in Maple Crest.
Yep. I got some good pictures of
Big Hollow Way.
Given the Devil's Thorn, Devil's Horns.
Were the Devils in town that day?
Maybe. They might have been.
They were in town that day.
By the way, speaking of Alex referring to the Devils, he's talking about his hat. Like, he also calls me the Senators. Why do you call me the Senators?
Long-time Ottawa Senators fan.
Yep, and you're a long-time what?
I think I'm a Devils fan. Also a long-time San Jose Sharks fan. The Sharks, they should have been in town.
They should have. I don't know. It's Binghamton Devils. Alex, I shall allow it. I thought it would have been the...
Binghamton.
I thought it was the Black Bears hat.
The Triple B were here yesterday.
Were they? Oh, yeah, they were, actually. So you also done some nice hikes in Prattsville, or is it a Prattsville hike where you had to, we did Men's Group, right?
Yeah, in Prattsville, I've been there so many times.
You have been.
I had to mountaineer there.
Mm-hmm.
Did a little bush hogging there, scratching through the bushes.
Crawling up the loose dirt and stuff.
Was the dirt loose or was it sticky there?
It was very loose, remember?
Just couldn't hang on to it.
Nope. And they call that Pratt Rock, correct?
There was an ace on the rock last time I was there.
Yeah, that guy carved it in there. And who'd he carve it in there for? Who told him to?
Who told him?
Remember the guy who used to own the town, who used to run the town?
Colonel Zadok Pratt.
Yep.
Told him to carve that ace of spades, the ace of spades, in the rock.
Exactly. And they did that, and that place was named after him. And what did he do? He did, what was his business?
What did he do?
He did tanning, right?
Yeah, he tanned hides.
Yeah, they did a lot of that. He was one of the biggest tanners in the Catskills.
Biggest tanners in town.
Yep, in town. What else did we do after that in the Catskills? Let's stick with the Catskills. You went to Slide Mountain, right?
That's in Shandaken.
Yep, and that was...
Vertical madness.
Another vertical madness, but it's also the highest mountain in the Catskills, correct?
The biggest mountain there is.
Yep. In the Catskills.
The highest mountain there is, or that's... What is the highest mountain there is?
In the Catskills?
The highest mountain there is ever.
Ever is Mount Everest.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I don't think we'll do that.
What's that?
Sometime soon. Oh, that was my phone.
Did I just hear something?
Yeah, it's a weekly update for the agency.
What do they want?
And they just chat about what's going on in the agency. But did you have a good time on slide? Was it foggy? Did we get a good view?
It was kind of gray that day.
But oh no, wait! It was actually very nice. But you sweat a lot, right?
Yeah, I was sweating that day.
Sweating like always, right?
Sweating bullets that day.
Sweating like Megadeth, right?
Yeah, like Megadeth leader Dave Mustaine.
Yeah. Okay, so what else did we do? We did Pratt Rock, we did...
Middleburg.
There's Roman's Nose, yeah.
It's in Middleburg. Did that count?
That's not one of the 3,500.
It didn't count.
But it's a really cool hike for people to go to, right?
Been there many times.
Yeah, and we had beautiful views of...
Every time I've taken an agency van there.
Oh, really? We haven't gone there by each other. Maybe we'll have to do that together.
Yeah, we'll have to do that soon.
And then we'll take the Tesla. That'll be a good idea. But what do you recommend that to people?
Anyone who has not been to Middleburg before, go there.
Definitely. Definitely. And everyone who's not been to the Catskills before.
Go there.
Because it's what?
You'll be sweating bullets all the way up.
But you'll have a good time, right?
Yeah, you'll get stuck on the mountains. You'll take a lot of diggers there.
Yeah. Speaking
been
of
there, done that.
Yeah, speaking of diggers, remember Huckleberry Point?
In, where's that at?
Is that Palinville?
No, Elka Park.
It's in Elka Park? Okay.
There's a bunch in Elka Park that I haven't been to yet.
Oh, yeah. What happened on Huckleberry Point?
In Elka Park, the leaves got a little slippery there.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Didn't bring waterproof boots, I should have.
Yeah. And what happened?
Bang! Right into the leaves.
Yeah.
And right into a tree.
And what did we learn that day?
Bring waterproof boots.
Yep. Listen to Stosh and bring waterproof boots.
Did you remember to bring waterproof boots in, where's that, at Haines Falls?
Yes, I did.
Did you take any diggers there?
I don't think I took a digger at Haines Falls, did I?
I almost slipped there.
Yeah, it's...
On Vertical Madness, I almost caught a tree there.
But I had a good, I got a good picture of you on at Huckleberry Point, because I was...
And Elka Park?
Yep, that was some good pictures.
I took that nasty digger there.
You took...
Two
nasty diggers.
Came back covered with
dirt
and leaves.
And leaves and crud and mud.
Sud.
Yeah, we had to do a tiny bit of bushwhacking because they had
ouch.
The trail's a little weird at some
a lot
spots.
Of bushes.
Yeah, it's definitely weird at some spots.
It's kind of bushy.
But then
it's bushy in some spots.
So are you do you plan on going after the 3,500?
If we can.
If we can. You've already done a couple of them. So you did slide.
Four. One in, where's it at?
Slide.
Shandaken.
Balsam Lake. Balsam Lake.
Hardenberg.
Prattsville. This is Bear Pen Mountain.
And Hunter.
So you've done four.
And Hunter. Where next?
I don't know. What do you want to do next? Didn't she say you want to do Panther Mountain?
There's two. One in, what is it at? Shandaken.
Shandaken. Panther Mountain.
And there's one in the same spot. Not sure where it's at.
Go ahead and check. Here. Alex wrote everything down for
it. Is in, where is it at? Wyndham High Peak in Wyndham.
Okay.
And also KHP in Elka Park.
That's a good, those are two good
There's
ones.
There's a dozen in Elka Park that I've yet to go to.
Oh, yeah. What else is in Elka Park that you want to check out?
They've got Indian Head, Elka Park, Twin in Elka Park, Sugarloaf, also in Elka Park, Plateau is in Elka Park, and where is it at? Balsam, Eagle, and Big Indian, all in Big Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Fur is in Big Indian.
Yeah.
Where else? Lone, Rocky, and Table, all in, where are they at? Denning. They're in Denning, and Peekamoose in Peekamoose Valley. And there's two in West Shokan, two in Woodland Valley, one in Hunter, two in Shandaken.
You gotta name off these places. These people don't know
Slide
the names.
In Shandaken.
Yeah.
Panther in Shandaken, Balsam's in Big Indian, Blackhead in Maple Crest, Ball Flats Park in Green, that doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't count, yeah.
Camp Catskill, Tannersville, KHP in Palinville.
Mm-hmm. You got a bunch of to do, so we got, how many total climbs are there? 37, right?
37, I might have missed a few.
You got to do four in the...
Winter?
Winter,
it's really cold.
It is, definitely. But we're prepared for that, aren't we?
Now,
that's why we have our spikes, too, because of the ice.
That's what I should have brought or bought.
Well, we might go to Camp Catskill and buy them.
Where are they at?
You know where it is.
Looked them up this morning.
Mm-hmm. In Tannersville.
They're in Tannersville.
Yep. And So that means you have 33 more climbs.
You got 33 climbs left, and they're all tough ones.
Maybe. Yeah, they are. Some of them are pretty easy.
There's one up Tannersville way. Where is it at?
There, that could be Rusk. Rusk is in Hunter, but it's right up Tannersville.
That's in Hunter? Did I mention that one?
No, I don't think you did. And there's West Hill and North Dome and Sherrill and
Hunter. Are they all on here?
They are.
These are the mountains I've yet to do. Panther Mountain and Shandaken.
Yep.
Wyndham High Peak and Wyndham. Black Head and Black Dome and Maple Crest, both with Black in their name.
Mm-hmm.
Also Thomas Cole, also in Maple Crest. Vly Mountain, that's a weird one. Where's it at? Hawkettsville.
Hawkettsville.
Hawkett in Hawkett Center. North Dome, Sherrill, and Westkill, all in Westkill. Rusk is in Hunter, or is that in Westkill?
You can approach it from either way.
It's in Hunter.
It's in Hunter.
Rusk is in Hunter. You got KHP, Indian Head, Twin, Sugarloaf, and Plateau, all in Elkett Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's six in Elkett Park.
That's a lot.
Or is that five in Elkett Park?
That's Devil's Path.
Where's that at? One, two, three, four, five in Elkett Park. Unless there's four in Big Indian. They're tough.
Mm-hmm.
Lone, Rocky, and Table, all in Denning.
Yep.
Peekamoose is in Peekamoose Valley. Balsam Cap and Friday. Wait a minute. Today's Friday.
Mm-hmm. No, today's Wednesday.
Oh, wrong day.
Wrong day.
Wrong day. They're both in West. Where's that at?
West Shokan.
Shokan.
Yep.
Cornell and Wittenberg, both in Woodland Valley. Southwest Hunter is in Hunter. Slide and Panther are in, where are they at? Shandaken?
Yep. Friday or Balsam?
Balsam, Blackhead.
And that's it.
Balsam is in Big Indian.
Yep.
Then the two with Black in their name.
Yep. Those are the winter ones that you have to do.
You got Camp Catskill in Tannersville and KHP in Palinville. Yeah. Do you have to take that one on, KHP?
Yeah, we got to do that.
That's a tough one.
It is very tough. But it's got two plane crashes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
We might spot them.
So, yeah, definitely. So, have you had a good time hiking in the Catskills so far?
So far, I've been digging through brush and scratching around for... What am I looking for? Snakes.
Snakes. Well, we look for everything, like newts and toads and...
Snakes and bugs and...
Yeah. And we also like to look for viewpoints, too.
I found one, and where's it at? Hunter?
Hunter has a fire tower, yeah. Plus, we got a viewpoint down by the lean-to.
Down Hunter Way?
Sure, yeah.
And we're in Hunter. Did you take a digger there?
No, I didn't.
Or was that in Hardenberg? You took the digger there.
Hardenberg, yep. Now... We also hiked around in our local area, correct? What did you complete here?
The eight.
And you did it in a couple seasons, right? You did
two of them.
Fall and spring or fall and summer? You did summer.
Yeah, then winter.
Oh, so you've done three. Fall, summer, and winter.
Three eights. There's another one coming.
Yeah, there is. We got to do a spring one.
I mean, there's more. There's more eights coming.
Yeah, so you did a lot of hiking in your local county.
Where are they at?
Otsego County.
There's one in, where is it at? Cherry Valley?
Yep.
We went over that earlier on.
Yep. And do you like hiking with me, buddy?
Yes.
And you think it's like, you don't think I'm too difficult on you, right?
No. These mountains are.
These mountains are tough, but you know what?
They can be.
You've crushed them.
If it was grab the edge or grab a tree or anything like that, if it slip and fall.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area.
And we practice on safety, right?
Right. Bushwhacking, bush hogging.
And when we do safety, what do we talk about? Proper shoes.
Right.
Your backpack.
Right. Correct. Tree hogging, bush hogging gear.
No. What do you want to have in your backpack?
You gotta have a water bottle.
Yep.
Lunch.
Yep.
Also a...
Snacks.
Snacks. And also a knife to cut through the bushes.
No, we don't need knives.
Or a hacksaw to cut through the bushes.
You don't want
to
cut the bushes down.
The bushes.
That's against Leave No Trace, remember?
Or just pull the bushes apart.
Yep. Go right through them. Go right through them because we got some bushwhacks to do.
A bush hog.
Yep.
Like a tractor bush hogging through the bushes.
We don't want to do that. But
we'll just cut them down.
What else do you need on what else do you need to wear?
You also need moisture wicking gear.
Yep. And that's pants and underwear,
stuff like this.
Shirts, and maybe some sunglasses for the sun.
You need work boots.
You need boots.
work boots. They're called
boots that are hiking boots that are good for
you. Which I should have bought in Tannersville.
You already got some, don't you?
Where? Albany.
Yeah, we got some at that place. But
Albany, I got some there.
We can check out Tannersville.
See what they have there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
To get there, we'd have to take an agency car.
No, we might be able to take the Tesla.
Which is?
Right outside.
Back there.
Yeah.
As soon as we get this done, the Tesla will get moving.
Yeah, and then what's coming in?
Up next will be, what's that going to be next? There will be a Kia coming in next.
Mm-hmm. You going to do some hikes with me and Jessica?
Yeah, we can also podcast about it as well.
While we're hiking?
We could podcast about it as well when we get back.
And when we're hiking, what will it sound like?
If you smell what the trail is cooking. Or was cooking.
Was cooking. Or is cooking when we're doing it, right?
What was the trail cooking in, where's it at, Hardenburg?
It was cooking us because we were sweating.
And we were cooking it.
We were cooking it.
That was a nasty, that was a gnarly trail down there in Hardenburg.
What if in the Catskills is your favorite hike?
Hunter, because I've been there many times.
That was your place, yeah.
I've been there many times.
Doing, being a Catskill hiker for the past couple of years, do you have any advice about the Catskills to people?
Who have not been to Hunter yet.
Who have not been to Catskills.
If you're anywhere near Hunter or where's it at, Mount Tremper or any, or up that way, make sure to check out Hunter. I've been there many times.
You recommend?
I've been to Mount Tremper twice. You've been to Mount Tremper two times.
Two times, wow.
Or two times. This would be my third time there.
Third time, we're going to have to go get the other one. But you recommend the hike, right?
And if you're going to bring an agency car, you got to check in with your boss before you do it.
Like my boss?
Yeah, you got to check in with the boss before doing it.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right on that one. Anything else you want to say, bud?
That's all I know so far.
You want to chat about your podcast that you hope to do?
Soon we'll be doing a podcast called Off the Chain.
What's it about?
Same deal as Inside the Line.
You're going to do some podcasting about what, hiking?
Yeah, in the Catskills or wherever you're at.
You know, Otsego County maybe and stuff. Yeah.
My dad actually, you actually got my dad into it.
Yeah.
Him on the line yesterday.
Yeah, I gave you a ring. Who did I call?
My dad was there.
Yeah, but I called Holiday Lanes, right?
Yeah, their public address announcer was on the line.
Their PA?
Yeah, their PA was on the line.
And he does a what? A Henny Hard Seltzer Power Play?
It's time for a Henny Hard Seltzer Power Play. I remember in Binghamton had a tough time there.
Really?
Had to get dragged out of the arena there.
You didn't have to get dragged out of the arena.
Was written up later as a result.
We don't do write-ups.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. But yeah, we've had some good times out on the trail, you know, and we've learned a lot of things. Like we've learned, you know, how to
don't turn back anywhere you go.
I mean, well, unless you're in trouble, right?
But where am I supposed to go?
Yeah, you want to turn around if you're in trouble.
In Middleburg, I almost got lost there.
Did you?
I didn't know where I was going there.
Well, I mean, were you
I've been
by
there many times?
Were you by yourself?
No.
Then you would have been lost because you were with us.
I was lost in, where's that at? Mount Tremper?
That's where you're going.
Mount Tremper there?
I don't think so. I don't think we were lost. I don't think we've ever been lost.
I didn't know where I was going in Maple Crest. I hadn't been there yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, oh, you man. I'm just tired. I'm tired, buddy.
Got up too early today?
Yeah, I had to get up for work.
Uh-oh. Just came over from work?
Yeah. So we can record this podcast and give you everybody a view of what it's like to be on the trail.
Your boss ought to hear this later.
Who's my boss?
Your boss on the job?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll maybe show it to him.
You send it to him?
Yeah. So, anything else you want to say, buddy, while we're winding this down?
That's all I know so far.
Okay. Thanks for joining me, buddy. I really appreciate it.
We'll be back.
We'll be back, right?
We'll be back on the next one.
All right. So, also, post-hike brews and bites, buddy. Where do you go to after you hike to get something to eat?
From here?
From where we hike in the Catskills. You got any suggestions?
Last time we were in, where were we?
Was that Stanford?
Stanford, there.
Would we go for what? Ice cream?
Yeah, Stanford there. That was in, where's that at? Middleburg? Yeah, there.
Middleburg?
Middleburg. That was in Middleburg.
Oh, you're talking about Stewart's?
Yeah, Middleburg or Cobleskill up that way.
In Stanford, we went to like McAdoodles, right?
Yeah, up Stanford way.
Yeah. Do you have any other place down in like Tannersville or something that you want to go eat
Tannersville,
at?
Tannersville, Hunter way.
Yeah.
We'll see what they've got there.
We'll see what they got, and we could maybe plan something and go in and get a burger or something.
Yeah, we'll see what they have there.
Do you like burgers?
Not really.
What do you like?
Only if we make them.
Oh, only if you make them.
If we make them.
You're a very selective kind of guy, right?
I am.
You are. So, once again, thank you everybody who supported the show. Thank you everybody who has sponsored the show.
Church!
Yep. Outdoor Chronicles Photography, Trailbound Project, Camp Catskill, and Scenic Route Guiding. Thank you guys for supporting the show, and thank you for the monthly supporters. We want to thank everybody who's listening, right?
Yeah, and also Seal the Deal Auto Sport and Northwind Transport and Southside Trucking and all them.
Oh, that's that. Are you sponsoring the show now?
Yeah, for Seal the Deal Auto Sport and the Game Southside Express and the Game Trucking the Service. Game.
What's your nickname, by the way?
They don't call me the machine for nothing.
For nothing, because you're a machine, especially out in the trails, right?
Trail machine.
The trail machine. There was another thing that we were talking about with the trails.
Is there something you missed?
No, I'm trying to think of.
Where's it?
But no, I think we're through. So I think we're good. Thanks you for joining me tonight, buddy.
Again,
yeah. We had some technical difficulties, but
We had some problems yesterday, didn't we? Yeah,
but it sounds good. And
we don't have an agency car this time.
Yeah, no,
thought it was going to be here.
No, I told you last night it wasn't.
But we got it. Wrong.
Also, I was wrong. I forgot to mention something. What do you call us when we hike?
I wrote it down. The Hikers from Hell says Pantera.
Pantera? Yep.
Says Pantera.
Phil Anselmo.
We'll see what leader Phil Anselmo does next.
Yep.
Dimebag Daryl Abbott behind him.
Yep.
And Rex Brown and Daryl's brother Vince.
Yep.
They can scratch their way through some bushes,
yep,
and brambles and twigs and whatever they can throw at you out there.
You know why? Because they're the
cowboys from hell.
Or we are the
hikers from hell. Scratch, scratch.
All right. Have a good night, buddy.
We will.
Peace.
Rumble. We'll be back. Boom.
Hey, guys. I just want to thank you for listening to the show. If you enjoyed the show, subscribe. And throw down a smooth review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any podcast platform that you use. You can also check daily updates of the podcast, hikes, hiking memes, and local news on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the official website of the show. Remember this, you just keep on living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
The views stated, information provided, or opinions expressed by all guests on this podcast are solely those of the guests and do not necessarily represent those of Inside the Line, the Catskill Mountains Podcast, Stosh Russin, and or Inside the Line, the Catskills Podcast, LLC. That's the podcast we just did.
Correct.